Welcome to Barbecue Radio Network, America's premier barbecue radio show. Join your hosts, David Caius and Andy Groneman, as they sink their teeth into the finest grilling, smoking, and barbecue from coast to coast with the industry's leading pitmasters. Stay tuned for great tips, techniques, and products that will enhance your backyard experience by being a part of the Barbecue Radio Network.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome to Barbecue Radio Nation. I'm your host, Dave Caius, along with, it's very important that I introduce our executive producer, the man behind the scenes, the man that does the editing. He takes all the bad words out, T-Bone, right over there. Hi, T-Bone.
Editing?
Well,
there's no editing.
All the bad words.
Talking about.
Sometimes.
A beep. All the bad words.
A beep. Okay, yeah, I suppose that's an edit.
Occasionally, just, you know, in case, you know.
You know, like.
Occasionally when Andy screws up. And
see, now I'm going to put a beep in there. All they'll hear is the beeps.
And the co-host of the show, pitmaster of Smoke on Wheels, Andy Groneman. Coming up, returning guest Travis Clark. He is the 2019 Jack Daniel's Invitational Champion, along with many other awards. And he's got the Clark Crew Barbecue. And check out his website. I always like to give out the website before we have a guest on so people can learn a little about him. So when we introduce him and talk to him, they get to kind of go, oh, wow, this is interesting.
I like it. That's a good concept.
Thank you. I wrote that myself. ClarkCrewBBQ.com. That's ClarkCrewBBQ.com out of Oklahoma City. Also, we're talking to Andy about some prime rib, which you're actually truly fixing for the family for Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. And maybe ham if we have time. If we have time, we'll talk a little about ham. Andy, who, of course, T-Bone and I, we travel, oh gosh, from one end of the corner of Kansas to the other end of the corner of Kansas.
But, city.
I've never been west of Topeka.
Which, by the way, we're on WIBW AM in Topeka. But Andy, you just went down to Florida.
Yeah, that was a good trip.
And then, we're talking barbecue and Florida, not just Florida.
It was, we had so much going on last week. You know, the day job gets in the way sometimes, and you have to go to Fort Lauderdale to talk Orange Bowl, and then the Palm Beach Food and Wine Festival.
Oh my God.
Was last weekend, and so Thursday night through Sunday was all about Palm Beach Food and Wine. And let me tell you, it's a pretty darn amazing festival. Working at Creekstone, we get to provide the proteins for the chefs at the big events.
Plug your company. Go ahead.
That's
plug,
right.
Plug
we
your
get
company.
We get to provide all the proteins for these chefs at the various events at the resorts that are there. So when we go down there, you know, we're always making sure that they've gotten the product that they wanted. And so, you know, we kind of split up and go to the various dinners and lunches and beachside barbecue parties. So I was at Chillin' and Grillin' on Saturday, and literally you're right on the boardwalk in front of the beach with all of these amazing chefs cooking crazy dishes. Just amazing stuff.
Hang on a second. T-Bone, the next time Andy comes in whining about his life, we're going to remind him of this little trip he had in Florida in December, by the way.
Carl, I just hope he's okay after that trauma.
So what I'm going to tell you is we will be making beef cheek quesadillas at some point, because Jonathan Sawyer took beef cheeks and did an amazing chili marinade on them and just turned them into these awesome quesadillas.
Am probably I stupid one of the in asking best. What is beef cheeks quesadilla?
So it's literally beef cheek meat, and he had
really?
Some chilies and cheese and these fresh corn tortillas, and it was probably one of the best things I ate all weekend.
T-Bone, have you ever had beef cheek before?
I have not. Now, are we talking like the actual fleshy cheek, or are we talking about the muscle?
The muscle, right?
That's,
so,
okay.
Here's a word for you. Unctuous.
Say that again.
Unctuous.
Unctuous.
Now explain.
It's just that feeling of all of that rich, fatty collagen and muscle. It's super tender, super rich.
Okay.
So that we're going to figure out how to do that, because those were amazing.
I like how he says we.
I'm sucking
you
along.
I'll come and watch. and then I'll sample and I'll let you know how you're doing.
It's great. But on it was a grilled amazing. Cheese.
It's great on a grilled cheese. Everything's great on a grilled cheese. So what other things did you eat when you were down there?
Oh gosh, we had Jose Garzas did some really good like lamb lollipops. We had
Explain that. Is that the bone?
When yeah, so it's a rack of lamb that is then kind of cut into individual chops. And, you know, a lamb rack is really small, so you can just hold it like a lollipop and just eat the lamb right off of the bone.
Meat on a stick.
How many of those, if you were just to have a meal of that, how many of those would you have to eat to be full?
Well,
I'm talking about the average person, not you.
Yeah, the average person would probably want 3 or 4. Two is perfect for me.
It's not that many.
Very quickly, we got to get back to Creekstone here because they've extended an offer to our listeners, right? Right?
Yes.
And right now, you can get Creekstone 10% off of your order by using the code word BBQ Radio.
Correct.
So do that between now and the end of the year. Stock up. Got some great stuff. I'm going to order. Are you going to order? What you're going to order.
Now that I know about the special, yes.
Okay, I just realized.
And what's the website again?
Creekstonefarms.com.
Creekstonefarms.com. Cool.
Yeah, T-Bone threw that out there. I was going, have we mentioned that? Yeah, that's actually, I know we're advertising it now too, right?
Yes.
It's out there. It's official.
It was fun watching Andy get lost there for a moment.
I loved the panic in his eyes. I thought the deal was off for a second the way he was looking at it.
No, we've got that out there. And that's how I know my prime rib is coming because I already dropped my order. So.
Very nice. And lastly, how much wine did you drink at the Food and Wine Festival?
We don't really want to talk about that.
Okay, then. All right. So they poured him into the airplane and sent him back to Kansas City. So time now for our Ask Andy segment, sponsored by our December Barbecue Sauce of the Month. Coincidentally, Smoke on Wheels Bootleg Bourbon Infused Barbecue Sauce.
16 I've heard of that.
Ounces. I know you have. And in fact, he invented it in his kitchen. Only $8.99. Did you invent it in your kitchen, by the way?
I did.
Yeah, I thought you did. And you can get it at the KansasCityBBQStore.com. By the way, all our joking aside, it is delicious barbecue sauce.
I'm guessing the bourbon came first and then the idea.
It's probably exactly how that went.
T-Bone, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, Andy. Well,
yes, sir.
What with the tornadoes and more weather issues to come.
God bless those people down there.
One donate to Operation BBQ Rescue to help people get hot
Excellent.
Meals? And that question is from T-Bone.
Great. Yes.
So Operation Barbecue Relief, you know, which has been around since 2011 and actually started with the Joplin tornadoes.
And we've had Stan Hayes on the show.
Yeah, Stan's been on. And deployed right now into Mayfield, Kentucky, which is that town that got just essentially blown away.
God bless them.
And so they're deployed there right now. You can donate at obr.org. So www.obr.org. Right at the top of the page, there's a donate button. They have a GoFundMe donate button. And then, of course, on their Facebook page. So you can get to them from any of those
And there's
pages.
Also bbqrelief.org, so which all takes you to the same place.
Right.
Real easy to donate. There's a donate button. You put the information, give them a credit card. You can do it one time. You can do multiple times. And that one is bbqrelief.org. What's the one you just said?
OBR.
OBR.
OBR.org.
So please help them out. They all of the proceeds go to help people, tons of volunteers. And T-Bone, we're going to give you a bottle of Smoke on Wheels Bootleg Bourbon Infused Barbecue Sauce, 16 ounces, only $8.99, that you can get at the KansasCityBBQStore.com if you can pry that bottle out of Andy's hand.
I'm taking it. I expect you to bring that in next week.
Well, I should get a bottle for setting it up, but I guess that probably
will
not happen.
Well, I'll stop by the barbecue store and grab both.
Don't you have some in your home?
Well, I do. Of course I do.
Oh, you don't want to. He doesn't want to bring the home stock of it and bring it over. It's that's my stash, man. Leave it alone. I'm not Bogart.
Nobody's supposed to know about that.
Don't Bogart my barbecue sauce.
That's right.
So coming up, returning guest Travis Clark. He's got Clark Crew BBQ. You can check out the website at clarkcrewbbq.com. He does classes. We're going to talk about that. That's going to be very interesting. That's coming up next right here on Barbecue Radio Nation.
We built a grill, Holstein you have a better recipe for when you grill. Better ingredients, better cuts of meat, and because you're using a grill from Holstein Manufacturing, well, a better grill. You take grilling seriously, and at Holstein Manufacturing, we make a serious grill. Find your new grill now at HolsteinMFG.com.
We build a grill, Holstein Manufacturing.
Holstein Manufacturing, we build the grill.
Welcome back to Barbecue Radio Nation. Dave Kias, along with Pitmaster of Smoke on Wheels, Andy Groneman. Very excited to have Travis Clark back on the show. He is, among other things, Jack Daniel's Invitational Champion. He's got the Clark Crew Barbecue. We're going to be talking about, he's got a new rib glaze out called The Glaze. And he's also got some classes coming up about beef and pork competition classes. This is a busy man. But Travis Clark, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing amazing. Thanks for having me back.
I forgot to mention your website. Let me throw that out before we do anything. ClarkCrewBBQ.com. That's ClarkCrewBBQ.com. And we were just chatting before we got started, and you're in the process of fixing yourself a steak. What's going on there?
You know, I don't know. We were all sitting there talking about what we're going to have for dinner. I had some steaks in the fridge. Nobody came up with anything that they wanted, so we're cooking steaks.
Talk about Travis Clark making steaks. What do you do? What's the process? Talk us through it.
You know, I keep it simple. I got a Worcestershire sauce that I love. Mm-hmm. I rub a little Worcestershire on them, go and let them set about 5-10 minutes. Then I sprinkle my 5XL on them, then my brisket rub on them, and I just let them set. And I got my charcoal heating up right now for the old Weber grill. And I'm going to throw them down on there. And the wife is inside cutting, slicing some potatoes. We're going to do fried potatoes on the Blackstone.
Can't beat
and
that.
All I do with that is throw down a little bit of oil, some 5XL seasoning on those two, and some onion. And then what else do we have? Oh, mac and cheese. And that's just took the super easy route, and I stole some from the restaurant. And all I got to do is warm it up.
So what's the steak of choice? Is it a ribeye? Is it a strip? What's your jam?
We got a little bit of both. We have 3 ribeyes, and we have a big old flank steak.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Cooking them all.
Well, who else is eating besides you and your wife?
My 3 youngest kids.
Oh, you still have kids? I thought you got rid of them.
Oh, my God. No, I'd like to, but I haven't found a way to do that. We've actually been all weekend. We just got back from Texas. The youngest, my boy, played football at the Cowboys Stadium this weekend.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. So, a quick question, just a personal question when it comes to ribeyes. Do you like them thin cut or thick cut?
I like thick. These are thin. These are just from a grocery store. Mm-hmm. I got there too late the other day, and the butcher shop was closed. I usually have them cut me some. I like about an inch and a quarter is about
my
favorite.
Yeah, that's inch and a quarter,
these
inch and a half.
Probably 7/8. You know, they're a little thinner than what I like.
They'll cook up fine.
They'll be fine.
Sorry, I love ribeyes. When you're looking at them, what are you looking for as far as the fat and all that kind of stuff?
You know, I look for the marbling. First and foremost, I look for the marbling. I don't really care. I don't care. At home, I don't care if that spinalis is perfect or any of that. I don't care. You know, which is the cap of ribeye. I don't really care about that. I look for the marbling inside first. That's the first thing I look for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, marbling. You know, and then
my grocery store's good. Usually you can ask them, say, hey, you got prime back there? And they'll do that. Typically, they don't cut them, those, and put them out. If they do, it's just 1 or 2. And if they look great, I'll say, hey, you cut me 4 of those, cut me 6 of those, whatever.
Yeah, and we're kind of lucky in the Midwest. I mean, we've got access to great beef. I mean, we typically aren't struggling to get good quality beef at the butcher counter at the grocery store.
Yeah. You know, I was a lot more spoiled whenever we served steaks at the restaurant. I would go in there and just do my own, you know, but now I'm down at the meat shop. We actually have a couple of really good grocery stores that, honestly, their meat department's better than most of our little butcher shops we have around here. It's crazy.
So you just had your 2-year anniversary at the restaurant, right?
We did.
So how's it looking coming out, you know, like post-COVID? You've gone through kind of a grand opening and all of that?
It just keeps going up. You know, we'll do about 2 million more than we did last year.
Wow, that's great.
That thing is
congratulations.
Just killing. Thank you. We are so, so lucky with that thing. And, you know, I got a great team. You know, that first year, God, it just seemed like all you could do is just, you know, you lose help and hire more, lose help and hire more. Now, you know, I mean, you sit back and look and we counted. I ordered some coats and are going to give them some money. I've got 20 people been with me from day one. I didn't think it was that many. You added up. It's like, wow. You know, and I mean, that's why I think it's getting better and better.
So Travis, have you started being nice to people now? No.
I don't even know how. Try. But you know, when I think I'm doing it, somebody ends up crying. I was like, why are they crying? They're like, well, you told them he's doing good, but the way you said it, I'm like, what? I thought it was great. I thought I nailed it.
We've only got about a little over 3 minutes, but I kind of want to start out a little bit talking about, you've got some beef and pork classes coming up, and let's start with, I know we just talked a little bit about steak, but talk a little bit about your beef classes and give us a little bit of what you're going to be teaching.
You know, the beef class, I don't even know what all we're doing. We're doing several things. There's like 5 or 6 things we're doing. We're doing beef and we're going to do some, you know, Texas Twinkies and some other things. I'm going to do it all like you do at home. I mean, we're going to have Weber grills up there. We're going to have Traeger grills up there. We're going to have a flat top up there. You know, we're going to do it on everything. You know, anything that person would have, you know, because the normal backyard person doesn't want to see me do you a brisket on my Jambo.
Yeah, I mean,
it makes no sense, you know. So this is going to be the real deal here. You know, this, we're going to do it from 8 to 4. But, you know, it's going to be, here, you come in, this is how I trim it at home. This is how I cook it at home. We're going to stage it where there's plenty to eat. We're going to have 2 of them going, one that's ready to wrap by the time they get there.
Yeah, it looked like you're covering the whole gamut. You're going to have burn-ins, you're going to have briskets, you're going to have a couple different steaks. I mean, I think it's off fajitas in there, right?
We're going to have a brisket on hold. We're going to do a flat and a point so I can show them both ways. I mean, it's really a steal. I mean, but you know, I get asked 1,000 times in there for it. So we're going to do it.
Yeah. Cause usually in like your class in February is going to be your full on comp class.
Yeah. It's a full on comp class. You know, we got 4 seats left for it, but it's just, that's everything I do at a contest leading up to it. They're doing it all the way up to turn in.
Yeah. You know, so then you've got a pork class then like 2 weeks after the beef class, right? So is that going to be kind of the same idea?
Same thing. I mean, I'm going to show you how I do it at home. You know, I'm going to show them how to butterfly one to cook it faster. We're going to do pork a couple different ways, but you know, it's going to be there where they can see it all, eat it all. Should be great. I mean, it's.
And they get
the beef class. Beef
some class of your recipes that go with it too. Like I know you had the mac and cheese, I think, in the beef, and you've got some cheese dip and beans and other stuff going.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I want them to be able to really rule their backyard.
Yeah. And honestly, the cool thing about the backyard classes and is once they start to get a handle on some of those techniques, then they can branch out and do other things with them and make them their own. And it really is good.
Start doing we use it how I do it, but you know, then they can start doing different rubs. I mean, they can, you know, I talked to a guy the other day and he's like, where do you guys find your rubs? I've been looking all over Walmart's ain't there. I was like, I buy everything mine, so you can't see a barbecue store.
Yeah.
He's like, what's that? You know, and I was like, holy cow, you know. He gets on there, he comes back, tells me, he's like, holy cow, because I go broke on there. And I'm like, you can't quit. You know, but they just don't know. The normal person, you don't think about it. They just think, you know, Walmart, grocery store, whatever's there, that's what I can do.
You know, when somebody's looking for a gift, just get a gift card from the Kansas City Barbecue Store and you'd be just fine right there.
Gift cards are the best. I mean, you know, but I mean, this way just shows people what to do.
Yeah.
You know, just gets them out. You know, you get other people in there and they think, hey, you know, salt and pepper is all you need on brisket. Yeah, that's good. But I can show you how to make it a hell of a lot better.
The day I discovered rubs was the day that my steaks and everything that I do. And I'm a simpleton compared to you guys, but that changed the way I prepare meat.
Makes a difference.
Yeah, you get spoiled. You know, once you cook like what we do, you forget how good it is until you go eat somebody else's that still believes in just salt and pepper.
Maybe absolutely. Think, oh, well, we're talking out with Travis Clark. He's got the Clark Crew BBQ. We will be back with Travis in just a minute right here on Barbecue Radio Nation.
Creekstone Farms is excited to bring our high-quality meats directly to you from farm to fork. We focus on every aspect of production in our hand-selected Black Angus cattle and natural Duroc pork. Join those in the know at BBQ Radio Network and put the highest quality beef and pork on your holiday table. Get 10% off your next purchase at creekstonefarms.com by using promo code BBQ Radio. That's promo code BBQ Radio at creekstonefarms.com. Happy holidays!
Welcome back to Barbecue Radio Nation. I'm Dave Kias, along with our producer T-Bone and my co-host, award-winning pitmaster Andy Gronerman. And we are talking with Travis Clark today, Jack Daniel's Invitational Champion. He's got Clark Crew Barbecue down in Oklahoma City. Before we let you go, we got to talk about your new rib glaze out there called The Glaze. And he's got some beef and pork classes coming up, competition classes. The restaurant, we were just talking off the air. Travis, your restaurant's doing extremely well, which, by the way, is ClarkCrewBBQ.com in Oklahoma City. Now, speaking of the restaurant, I understand. Now, where's it located again?
It's right on Northwest Expressway. It's kind of right in the middle of Oklahoma City.
Now, right, wait a minute. Street. Is that right by the American Pigeon Museum?
I have no idea. Could be.
You don't know that you're by the American Pigeon Museum?
Hell no.
T-Bone did some homework and found out that you were by the American Pigeon Museum. No,
I did not know that.
But that explains why he has to have that truck detailed every other day. I mean,
exactly. And the pigeon's going to be on the menu starting in a couple of weeks. Before we go any further, let's talk about that new rib glaze you got that called The Glaze. Tell us about that.
You know, it's something I've done in barbecue, competition barbecue forever, and then I started doing it at home. I just love it. Texas pepper jelly out of Texas, I always thought had the best one. Craig Cherry's his name.
Craig's got great product.
You know, I just liked it, you know, and then I started doing other things to it. I wanted to strain it. I didn't want the chunks in it. You know, back in the day in competition, I'd add red food coloring to it, you know. Well, then you come to find out that they strain so much stuff out of it, it takes more natural red color out of it. You know, and I was like, look, I just want it thinner, and I want to leave all the red that I can. You know, and I want to back off on the heat a touch. You know, I did everything I wanted, so I went right to Craig. And I sold tons and tons of his product. I'm like, look, you know what I do to your product. This is what I do. You know, I said, you know, I can reinvent the wheel here and just have somebody knock it off. But I said, that's really not my style. I said, I'd rather work with you on it. You know, so I paid Craig to come up with one exactly how I want, and it's perfect. I mean, I just truly think it's the best glaze.
And this is the apple cherry habanero flavor. Yeah. So does it have a little bit of kick to it?
Yeah, it does. You know, it's got more out of the bottle. Part of it cooks off. But the nice thing about it is, like, for our hams and stuff for Thanksgiving, you know, we went through, like, 15 gallons of this glaze.
Yeah, so it's versatile enough. It allowed you
just to put more on it, more on it, more on it. The depth of flavors. Craig had people coming back in, like, how do we buy that? And I'm like, you're not going to believe it. It's right there in that bottle. They're like, nuh-uh. And I'm like, that's it. I swear.
And, you know, and I hadn't thought about deepening that red, but honestly, they push
so much out of it, you know, that it actually is a brighter red than this before they start straining stuff out of it. So we, you know, and I just didn't want the big old pepper seeds and chunks. I'm like, I want all the juice, you know. So the seeds are what was so hot. You know, they went through and they did some tweaking on it. And we had a couple of test batches of it, and it got to where I was like, that's it. That's exactly what I want. It's exactly what I want.
Very nice.
And then we struggled because that hurricane down there, a lot of those peppers and stuff came from the New Orleans area, came up from that way. So then we had to kind of wait, and then we had to tweak the process again. But
supply chain in general has just been crazy on the food products. Yeah. Well, I don't know on your sauces and stuff, if you've had to deal with, like, we couldn't get caps.
Yeah, we dealt with that, but we were smart enough and had the warehouse space when they started telling us, you know, we're starting to struggle with this. I just put in huge orders. I'm like, I ain't dealing with it. You know, we stay ahead. And it's a good thing, because there's a lot of times they say 4 weeks, and my last batch came in was like 7 weeks.
Well, you know, that's like my guest bedroom at my house is filled completely with toilet paper in case that ever happens again. So
Seven weeks. Wow.
I will be on eBay making a fortune if that happens again. Yeah. So,
you know, but when we buy sauce, you know, an order of sauce is, you know, $50,000-$60,000 worth at a time when we're bringing in, you know, 25 pallets, you know.
Yeah, it's a huge chunk of capital. You
know? but it, you know, so we had to kind of bite the bullet and buy kind of double. You know, we just kind of doubled up and, like, we'll be our own inventory for if something happens.
So yeah. Travis, you got your Clark Crew Barbecue down in Oklahoma City. I understand you guys just won an award.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. You know, so, you know, all these towns do these votings, you know, best barbecue in this, and Reader's Choice best in this, and I didn't realize it. My first year that I was open, they all came in and they're like, you know, you pay us to advertise, put you in our magazine, put you in our newspaper, you get votes. We put you in this thing, and you get more and more. The more you advertise, the bigger the ad, the more votes you get.
Yeah, sure.
But we did it. I fell into it, and I gave him like $1,500 our first year. We wound up second. And I was like, he's like, you know, the other, your competitor that won that spent over $25,000 with us last year. And I was like, you're insane. I was like, and I literally cussed out. So there is no way in blanking hell I would do that. I mean, absolutely not.
Yeah. So
and
now
they're like, oh, but you could be the best. I was like, dude, I said, I'll do $9 million in sales. They do $2 million. You tell me,
you know, I said, yeah, you're going to have that base to vote anyway. Yeah,
I said, I'm not doing it. I said, I'm absolutely not going to pay you a penny. I said, don't even email me, don't call me, don't ask anymore. I'm not gonna do it. Then they started coming in and asking my managers. My managers were like, hey, what do you think about this? I was like, damn it, I emailed that guy again and said, if you even walk in my restaurant and try to get money out of us, you know, I mean, it just frustrated me. And then I found out today everyone was sent a thing. They're like, hey, congrats, you won. I just think it's hilarious.
Oh,
you
that's tell them great.
You're the hell alone and you win. But
yeah, you gotta love that.
Like
that.
Now, Travis, you gotta go buy a small ad now. Come on, buddy.
No, absolutely not.
You know, he'll never do it now. He's not gonna do it again.
I just refuse. I feel like, you know, let your food speak for it. You know, I just think it's different.
And coming right off of that big win, which obviously, you know, the public has spoken, but you've got a competition class coming up in February. As well as those two backyard classes we were talking about. So what really, I mean, that's been the bread and butter classes. That's where everybody gets all of the details, right? So talk a little bit about that.
You know, the backyard classes are that. They're for the backyard people. Now, the comp class is where you can come in and see it all from point A to point B, and you're ready to compete. You cut all the learning curve off of it. I mean, I show you everything. I mean, if you can't go out and get calls with that, you need to get out of it. I mean,
And I don't know about you, but you know, when for somebody that's out competing a lot, even if they pick up that one little thing that carries through your process, that they go, oh, I never thought about that, and then of a sudden everything falls together because they pick it up.
Yeah, I've had world champions with way more wins and time in it than me, and come and tell me afterwards, they're like, you know what the best part of this class was? You know, and I'm thanking you, getting ready to tell me my brisket, you know, something like that. But it's what I did on this. It's what I did on this. It's how I fixed this, and it's how I did this. And I'm like, really? And they're like, that's amazing. I've been doing this shit 20 years. I've never seen that. And it's like, well, awesome.
Yeah,
you
know, right.
I mean, and that's the thing, is you got to go into it with an open mind of watching. And I learned that by helping Rod Gray's classes. You know, when he was doing them, I sat back there and I ran his pit. I could stand back there and just watch at the end when the meet's done, and you'd see somebody do something. You're like, oh my God, that's a game changer right there.
Yeah.
You know, and it'd be something little, and that's what helps. I mean, Andy, you've done it. Little things you stand back and you go, oh my God.
Yeah. And it's great to see people take that and then they go win with it, which you've taught enough of these classes now that you've seen that, right? You've seen your class attendees go out and win, and that's probably, at least for me, that was always the best part of it.
You know, I never been the one to advertise it. When you can sit back and you can look at the top 50 and know 35 of them been through your class, that's a good feeling.
Absolutely,
you know?
I mean, it is.
You know, and you can sit there and see guys running in the top 10 that wasn't in the top 100, and you know, when they tell you it's great, you're like, that's awesome. But I'm not the one that'll ever get on there and say, oh, one of my class attendees did this. Congrats. You know,
Travis, don't you worry about it. We'll have you on the radio, and then you get to say it, and we'll do it for you. That's our job.
No, I just won't do it because, you know, Andy's taught tons of classes, and you know that they may only took one thing. You can't take credit for their win if they're only doing one thing you did. It's so disrespectful. You know, I just never have agreed with that.
Well,
you
it's
know,
great. It's great
I
that
show
you're,
you everything I do.
Well,
you
know, Travis, and it's so great that you're helping people, especially the backyard person. And I have to let you go, but before we do, I want to remind everybody, we've been talking with Travis Clark. He's got the Clark Crew BBQ. Check out the website, clarkcrewbbq.com. If you're ever in Oklahoma City, go by the restaurant, and of course, he's got the classes coming up, which is near an RV park, by the way. So you can do that,
That's
too.
That's exactly right.
Sign up again, clarkcrewbbq.com. Travis Clark, thanks again. We'll be back on Barbecue Radio Nation.
Check out Barbecue Radio Network on Facebook. Give us a like. Dave and Andy need the attention.
Let's face it, events can get boring, attendees get restless, Didn't anyone think about entertainment? Now you can be the hero when you book Dave Caius of Barbecue Radio Network. His clean comedy will make you the hero of your event. Interested in something a little more edgy? Dave can perform his adult-rated show at bars and comedy clubs. Just go to davidstandup.com. That's davidstandup.com. Be a hero. Do it today.
Welcome back to Andy and Dave here on the award-winning Barbecue Radio Network. And a barbecue shout-out goes to one of our sponsors, Holstein Manufacturing. Check them out at HolsteinMFG.com. This week, Darren brought to my attention, that's the owner, Darren, by the way. He and I are tight. Guys didn't know that?
I didn't know that. And obviously, you haven't given him my address.
For your corn roaster?
For my corn roaster.
I love the fact that you live in a fantasy world. Anyway.
I think it's a Christmas surprise, Andy.
More of a Christmas miracle if it shows up. Actually,
the Christmas miracle is going to be you getting some of my prime rib, buddy.
No. What it's going to be is like the car commercials and you go outside and a big bow is on the top of a corn roaster.
Oh, yeah, like the Lexus commercials.
Yes. Anyway, he brought to my attention their roll top rotisserie 3630. It's a top roll. The boss's choice, by the way. You can turn the thermostat up to 500 degrees, or you can do low and slow at 200 degrees. NSF listed and certified. 4 rotating stainless steel racks. You could use that, couldn't you?
That sounds pretty nice.
It does sound pretty nice. Anyway, check it all out at HolsteinMFG.com. They got commercial and, of course, for you backyard guys. And they also, by the way, have corn roasters, which you may not know that. And also, please support your barbecue joints like in Lafayette, Louisiana, Blanchard's Barbecue, located at 2023 West Pine Hook Road. I looked at their menu. I would do the two sides and 2 slices of bread. And which brings me to a thing is when you go to a barbecue restaurant and you get bread, it's almost always white bread, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like I eat white bread, but it's like, don't give me wheat bread. I'm having barbecue. Give me white bread.
And not like bougie white bread. Not brioche rolls or something. Just good old Wonder
white bread. Yes.
Know. Yes.
And then also, if you're in Lafayette, Louisiana, be sure to listen to us on KPEL. We're on 960 AM and 96.5 FM. Check them out at KPEL965.com. Of course, sitting across from me, Andy Groneman, who is the reserve grand champion at the American Royal Open, and it's time for the All Things Barbecue Product Spotlight. All Things Barbecue has the tools and accessories you need to cook up the kind of barbecue that will have your neighbors hopping over the fence to get a taste. Get fired up at their website at atbbq.com. What do you got for us the week before Christmas?
All right, so we're deep into holiday party season, and this would make a great Christmas gift or just a gift to yourself.
There you go.
So that you can get through Christmas and then your New Year's parties. And that is the Revo Party Barge. So Revo coolers, you're familiar with like Yetis and Orcas, and they're a roto-molded, foam-injected, you know, like cooler.
Right.
So Revo makes these coolers that are, you know, open top. It's really designed as a bar top.
Okay.
So you can put wine bottles, beer cans, have all of your cocktail elements in it. And it is a double-walled, foam-injected cooler that, you know, is 4 foot long by 12 inches deep.
Wow.
And it's got multiple segments, but it doesn't sweat. So when you fill it with ice, it's not going to sweat all over your table or all over the floor. And you can have different segments that hold different levels of cold. So you can have like a really cold ice down area for your beers and then just have a cool spot for all of your, you know, cocktail limes and lemons and orange wedges and those things. And then you can have your wine on the other end at a different temperature. So you can ice and do ice with a little salt and each area stays separate and no sweating or making a mess of your tables or your counters.
Now, when you find yourself drinking too much, do you find yourself sweating?
You know, I've never had to drink that much, Dave, where I was sweating. Of course, I probably don't remember if I did.
But I have the Revo Party Barge, so I can speak to its efficacy. It does a great job. Summer or winter, by the way. Summer when it's humid outside and it's sitting out on my sunroom. Mm-hmm. No sweating all over the floor, the table. It's great.
Very good. And you get that at All Things Barbecue. Go to their website, atbbq.com. Speaking of Christmas, it's next weekend. I'm thinking, you know, we talked a lot about turkey like we always do during Thanksgiving. But one of my options that I've had and I would love is doing some prime rib for Christmas dinner.
You got prime rib.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that is the king cut.
The go-to.
It's probably the most luxurious. I mean, filet obviously is the most tender piece of meat, but their ribeye is going to have the most flavor. And so a rib roast or a prime rib is just a whole, bone-in ribeye. And I love to cook those. There's lots of great ways to do it, but one of my favorites is to take it and stud it with garlic.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is I'll take the whole roast, and you can actually separate the bones from it so you can season it on the outside. So I'll just take right next to the rack and cut against that and remove it. And then I score all the way around the roast with a paring knife, like a 4-inch or 3-inch, small paring knife, and stab into the roast. And then I take cloves of garlic, cut them in half so that they're faced open long ways. And I will take that and shove those down in that hole.
Okay.
And I'll go all the way around the roast and do that. Probably use, depending on the size of the roast, if you're doing, say, a 10-pound roast.
That's like what I was going to ask. How much weight is usually the roast that you're doing?
Yeah, so like a 10-pounder, four-bone, basically half of what you would get if you bought the whole darn thing.
Right.
I'd take that and I'd probably use a whole head of garlic.
Oh, wow.
So 15, 20 cloves, all sliced in half and then slit around that whole thing. And what happens is, as you cook that garlic gets soft and almost buttery, and it imparts a really nice flavor, a mild flavor. And then all over the outside of the meat, I use your favorite steak seasoning, whatever that is, or even just your favorite beef seasoning in general. A lot of times I'll just use Cattleman's California tri-tip because it's got some extra red pepper and chili flake in it, so you get a little heat. I'll season it really nicely with that, and then take butcher's twine and butcher's twine that rack back onto it because you're going to get some flavor and stuff there. And then it goes into the cooker at 300 degrees for about 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Till the internal temperature is 125.
Now, do you ever do injections with something like that?
You can. You can definitely do that.
For flavor and moisture?
For flavor and moisture. You on a good ribeye like that, a good rib roast, you won't need it for moisture because you've got all that fat in there.
Okay.
Think about a ribeye steak. When you face that, you got all that fat in there. Right. So moisture usually won't be an issue, but for flavor, absolutely. You can take any of those flavors, add them to a beef or a vegetable stock, or even go with, pick something that is interesting to you that you haven't used. But you could even make a brine, but you could make a salty injection to go in it. If you left it in long enough, it would become a brine probably.
Now, when you take it off after it hits the temperature, you said 125?
Yeah.
How long do you let it rest?
So I'll typically let that sucker rest for a good 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
The bigger the piece of meat, the longer the rest time. So,
the more difficult it is not to be eating it.
Correct. It is, especially it is. When you walk in
it's
and
torture.
It smells so good.
Yes.
It is torture. So take that thing into the house, set it on a trivet or a hot pad or whatever you have handy, and then just tent foil over it in the roasting pan, and then just leave it be for the next 20 to 30 minutes. And what's going to happen is all the juices that have run to the middle of this roast, because they move away from the heat source.
Got it.
When you're cooking it. So as it's sitting there, those muscle fibers are relaxing a little bit and the juices are redistributing throughout the entire roast. So then you get this nice pink edge to edge, corner to corner, beautiful rib roast. And if you slice right into it right out of the gate, the ends will be dry and the center would hold all the juice.
By the way, just a little note here. I don't think anybody's ever explained the rusting process better than you just did right then.
Well, there you go.
That's why Andy Gronerman is the co-host of this show. Who?
At least you're not on Barbecue Jeopardy still. That's
Well, luckily we get rid of Andy next week because Travis or Todd Johns is coming back in to co-host
Todd's
next
coming
week.
Back.
You're hitting the road
I'm
again.
I'm traveling.
We want to thank Travis Clark from Clark Crew Barbecue for being on the show. And again, we're going to have Todd Johns next week as co-host. Blaine Hunter from Porky Butts in Omaha is going to return to the show. And looking forward to having him back on the show talking about his great restaurant up in Omaha. And wish everybody a happy holidays. For executive producer T-Bone, co-host and pitmaster Andy Gronerman, I'm Dave Kias. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, happy barbecuing.
Every Barbecue Radio Network show is archived and available through your favorite podcast platform each and every Thursday.
You love food, and when you love food, you love finding new flavors to explore, new techniques to try, and seeing the look of your friends and family's faces when they bite into it. Old Hickory Pit Smokers is the secret ingredient to making restaurant-quality barbecue right in your own backyard. Old Hickory Pit Smokers are made in the USA. Visit us at oldhickorypits.com or call us toll-free, 800-223-9667.